There's Shaila when there's like Shleishim Yom Lifnei Achag. If you there's you have to learn the Hilchos Achag. So there's it talks about giving a shir. Do you give the shir on the sugya that they're holding on, or do you give the shir on the inyan of the chag? It depends if he has a rebbe, has a shibud or whatever. So I don't have any contract, so I could do but the over here, the inyan of the yoma is the same as the sugya, so it's really both. Because the Mashav HaRuach, the Shaila of the Sugya of Estos, of Cheskes Gimel Palmim, and the Sugya of the Shaila of the Chazoka over here, the Indian by the vest, that it makes the Chazoka, that is the Indian of a Raya, or is the Indian of what, the garment, we're handling the different garment, Vesta Flog, Vesta Chaylish, what the garment are. So there's a big, in the Velt declares, is the Yisoy, the Chazoka Raya to a Teva, or is the part of a hergol, it's a part of a hergol. It makes a teva. There's a rat Moshe Rashi on Yud Aleph. He says by kvitzas, Rashi says that since she saw three times like the kvitzas, hergol aliris be kvitzah. He's saying the meaning of the gimel palm is that it's a hergol aliris. Plus, you see the whole sugi over here is medam to shor amud, which the lashon Rambam by shor amud is that he's hergol. The Rambam says that he's hergol b'shinuyah palm. Rabbi is nasim wood lies the davar shor hergol by Stam, the Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Shkop in Bava Kamo, he brings a raya. If Chazaka is midin Hergel or midin it's Machzik a Teva, it shows that there was such a Teva originally. He brings a raya from the Ram Rattenberg that the Torah brings the Gavi Mashvo Ruach, that Ram Rattenberg says that the Yishalmi said that if you say 30 days, after 30 days, then you have Chazaka that you said the right thing, and the Ram Rattenberg says that Kolshkein, if you say one day, you say 90 times. Then you can be Margul, because we see by Shor HaMuad that Kirv Negichais of like Kol Shekein. So Reb Shimon says, you see that it's an Indian of a, he learned that it's an Indian of a Hergel. You see, Meir Rattenberg learned that it's an Indian of a Hergel. Reb Shimon learns that that's Machlaikas there. The Rebbeinu Peretz is Chaylik. The Torah brings Rebbeinu Peretz is Chaylik on the Meir Rattenberg. And Rebbeinu Peretz says that Lair Yisi Rabbanak Shishoy Dovdi Hachi to do it 90 times. He says it doesn't work. And he says, because by Mashav HaRuach, it just has to do with the Hergel. So he says that Mashav HaRuach has to do with the hergol, as opposed to by Shor HaMuad, it doesn't have to do with the hergol. It's a chazaka, it means it's showing a teva. So that they have no shaykhs to each other. The nice of the Beis Yosef already over there says that it could be that wasn't the Rebbeinu Peretz's kasha, that he says that he learns that the Rebbeinu Peretz's kasha over there that here it's Tali and Hergel, what it means is it's told that by Mashav HaRuach it's Tali and Hergel HaLoshen. It's Tali and Hergel HaLoshen, and Hergel HaLoshen is Tali on if you said from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei together with it, then you'd be Margul Mashenk. If you didn't say from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the Pesach brings from the Abu Draham, it brings a different chapter from the Mary Avuav. He says that it's different. Here it's Tali and Hergel, it means it's different than the Hergel of Shor, because the Shor also has Betivoy. Makes up the tziruf of the two, that the Shor has betivoy to be negech, he has a tevera that he'd be negech, because he has things holding him back, not to be negech, but then once he's margul three times, then he's mechazik that teva. It's a hergel that's based on a teva, mashenk in here, where for karet, the rogel and not saying it, and now you have to be margul to say it, and you don't have any teva to say it, so then who says you can learn out? The Lemaisa, the Stam shared the whole to down if it's Hergel or by Shor HaMuad maybe it's Hergel and by Vestas is it Hergel or is there Teva? The Gemara says Mefurish, the Gemara by us brings the Machlokes to Rabbi Rishim Gamliel, is the Chazaka three times or four times, two times or three times. The Gemara Nivomis makes a whole list of things that are totally in Rabbi Rishim Gamliel, by Mesoch Machzmila and Katlonis and other things where for sure they have nothing to do with the Hergel. There's no Margel over there. There it has to do with the Teva. For sure they have to do with the Teva. And somehow we're Madama the two, we're medama both of them to be totally in Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. If it's two times that makes a chazaka or three times that makes a chazaka. It's mashma that the side of chazaka is something else. No, there's any chazaka. It could be that shor maybe is a hergel, but the word is that it's something that made it be margol. It's not the three times shows that it's not a mikra. We don't say when something happens, if it just happened once and we don't see any patterns, so we say maybe it was be mikra. But when it happens three times, then we say that Mustamid had the same garim. We say that there was one garim. If it happens three times in a pattern, so then we say that there was one garim that was garim all three of them. So that's why both of them, whether it's that had this teva between the gech, and then after three times we say that now it's a teva kavua. But it's also because of that we say that once something happens three times, so then it's kavua, and then we could say it's going to happen again. And we say once if it's a mikra, so then who says it's going to happen next time? But once it's three times, so then we say it's going to happen again. It becomes a teva continues. A mikra lo yasmid. A teva yasmid. A mikra doesn't continue, but a teva continues. So either because three times shows that there was a gairim, there was the same gairim, and it's a teva, and therefore it's going to continue, or makes a hergel, and therefore it's going to continue. But the both of them, it shows a teva, and a teva is going to be mamshich. The sugi by us, the she saw a test vav tezayin yud zayin, so it's a kfius for yemei chodesh to see every month the next day later. So the rishonim the Ramban asks otu mazel yoyim or mazel shah goyim. That's going to make a riyah. That's to do with the yoyim. That's to do with the shah. It's a flaw that she's in smala. In the smala also that's the darken shel noshim. Then that it fills up till then it bursts and then it comes out. The Rambam also holds that doesn't mention Vesta Chaydish. It's Chaylik on the whole Vesta Chaydish. The Rambam in the Chiddush Rambam. She also asks, it's not Mistavra that Shipura Garim, that because Bezdin is Machris, the Chaydish, the Kiddush HaChaydish is Garim. And the Ra'ah brings that cash also. The Rashba says, yeah, it's Garim. The Shemaim, they're masking to a Bezdin Shalmata, it's Kaveh, and they're Kaveh. This is called Aleph, this is called Beis. You see that it changes the mitzvahs by Besula. There are it's not chayil. There's nafkamina. There are on the Ramban. The Gabi Vesta Shavua. The Ramban Taina Mazel's not Goyrim. So it's not Mazel Yoyim, not Mazel Shaw. There are just time. This time that it shouldn't have to do with what we call which day of the month, because that's just telling Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's not the same distance from the Moilad. Even if it's the Tav in the world, the Moilad is Goyrim, but it's not the same day. But the Ramban time that Mazel shouldn't be Garim either. There's no Mazel Yoyim, Mazel Shah shouldn't be Garim Ariya. So the Ramban is Chaylik on the whole Musag of a Vesta Shavua. The Ra'ah is not Chaylik on Vesta Shavua. The Ra'ah is just Chaylik on the days of the month. He says you don't count it by the days Klapi the Kiddush HaChodesh. You count it by the days from the Moilid. You have to Cheshman the days from the Moilid. The Tosfos Rid is Chaylik Bechlal. The Tosfos Rid says that it means haflaga. There's no such thing as a Vesta Chodesh. He says the Gemara means haflaga. The Ra'ah says the Gemara means Chodesh, but it doesn't mean the days that we call Aleph L'Chodesh Beis L'Chodesh. It means how many days from the Moilid. The place he asks, and it's fair to say it's totally in the Moilid. The Moilid that we use is not really the Emes Moilid. The Moilid that is Moilid Emsoi, and that's not really Moilid Ha'amiti. And everyone have to learn the whole Chochmas HaKoychovim, Mahal HaKoychovim, to figure out which days it is when the Moil really was. It's not Mashman, the Sukkot, like that. It's not the. He says it's fair to say that you count from the Moil. There's machlekes how it passed in Legavi. The machlekes Rabban Shmuel. So there's machlekes Rabban Shmuel by Vesta Dilug. There's machlekes by Vesta Dilug. If she sees Tezvav Tezayin Yitzayin, do you need also Yidches? Atcher Teshalosh with Dilug. So the most of the Rishonim we said they learned that it's the Kviyas is Yemei Achodesh. So it's Leimet Tezvav Tezvav Tezvav. That's why three times will be enough. And Rav holds Elmaisa three is enough because the mitchila ledilug nistchavna. They're trying to say that was her, that's her teva. Once we see that she saw it as ofta zayin yizayin, we say that that's three rias of based on these yimei achodesh. That it seems that the chayr what they're saying is that the ikar kvius is not to be medalig. The ikar kvius is like a Vesta Chaydish, and there's a certain Seder, there's such a Tava in the world that it could be Garim the Isha, just like Tezvav could be Garim her, so there's a Tava in the Isha that she has a Seder that Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin is going to be Garim her every month, the next day, the moon being at the next step, that'll be Garim for her. Some say that's a Yishuv a little bit further out. Oh, the Rishayim will say in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that it's Lavdavka one day, Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin, it could be Tezvav, and then Yudzayin the next Chaydash, and then Yutes the next Chaydash. It could be one day, it could be 2 days, it could be 3 days. It doesn't make a difference how many days later it is. It's a pattern. What's the difference? A pattern of Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin, or a pattern of Tesvav, Yudzayin, Yutes, or even longer. She says, hey, and then next month Yud, and next month Tesvav. There also says, no, it's only one day. She says, what's the chilk? One day, or 2 days, or 3 days? A pattern is a pattern. What's the nafkamina? But if you say that the pshat in it, when the Rishonim are saying over here that it's that she's that's the same as the Vesta Chodesh because Mitchila the Dilug Neskavna that's her Mitzias, that's her Teva is that these are the days that are Garim. If you say it's like a Yom HaChodesh, that it's the moon being over here, then being over here, then being over here. So it tries to say that that's only the moon. There's such a say there also of the moon being at the next step each month. Her Teva is that the moon being at the next step. It's not a different Merchok that we totally we don't find that. Chazal never told us that. Chazal only told us Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin. So Chazal knew that there could be such a Teva also of Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin. But Mechatesa to make up that who are there any pattern that you see. It's not just because it's a pattern. It's because there's such a Teva of Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin. It's not just because we saw a pattern. A pattern has to make sense. So they're all holds only Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin because that could be that there's such a Seder. But it's not because that's her Teva. It's built into the Yimei HaChodesh that the moon being over here and then each month being at the next step is going to be Garim for her. The Rosh says that and Shmuel holds you need four because you need three haychachos on the diluk. But if you rab, it's not three because it's also from that garim of the Yimei HaChodesh. It's Yimei HaChodesh that were garim. The Rosh holds that we pass in like rav because we pass in like rav iser, and he brings the Shem Ben Chananel also. By Vestas, that's by Vestas. And the same machlok is by Sharamud. And by Sharamud, the chayitz a shayla of a moment. The klal is he passing like Rabbi Suri and like Shmuel Bedini. So the chayra by Sharamud, we're passing like Shmuel. So why are we passing like? And it's the same machlok as over here and over there. So why should we passing like Rav? So Rosh says because the ikar machlok is over here and the Gemara is just medam Sharamud. The ikar machlok is by Vestas and Sharamud is just a dimin. You have to understand what it means. It's not the same machlok as over there. It's a dimin Sharamud to here. The Rambam and the Ramban, they pass it like Shmuel, because it's Meduyik that Gemara held it. It's like Shmuel, the Rosh says, the Ravid says that since it's an Afkamina here and by Sharamuot, so the Ravid says that it's a Sofik. Since we should pass in like Rav Mitzad Vestas, which we're passing like Shmuel Mitzad Sharamuot, and it's Machlaikas by both of them, so the Ravid says it's a Sofik. So since it's a Sofik, you go Lechumra. Shail is why on a Sofik you go Lechumra. The din of Vestas is Drabonon. Vestas a Darbonon, so if it's a Sofik, so we make on a Sofik. So the place he says the riot, as you say, that he says when you have Machlaikas in Plukta Dravosa, then we're not making on a Sofik. Even by Darbonon, by Plukta Dravosa, we're not making on a Sofik. Could be the Chayr over here is a little different, that it's not just a Plukta Dravosa, it's a Shaila of what the Klal of Psak was. We know the Klal of Kirab Yisuri and Kishmul Bedini. And we're trying to figure, and we don't know how to apply it over here. And he's saying that's what Chazal wanted from us, that they gave us that klal, and we have the machlokes in both places. So like that's the din. It's different than stama pluta dravosa. The Paradis Yerimayim says because the reason why we machmer on the sofik over here is because it has a kula and a chumra. To say that you're kaveh a vest, so it has the vest is more chomer because the vest kavua, but then you could drop the vest shein. You don't have to choshesh for a vest the shein kavua. So it has a kula also, or dayashaita has a kula. So the Veskavua, to say it's Veskavua, is a Chumra and a Kula, and the other way is a Kula and a Chumra, so it's a Shiloh which one to go like. So even if you want, so there we have to go to the Chumra. There's Gemara and Be'ed, Af Yudal, and also we see that where there's a Kula and a Chumra, both Stadim, so then even on Darbonon you have to go to the Chumra. There are different places in Vestas where you see sometimes a Machmer, sometimes a Mekel on a Safik. Here it could be because of this, because it has a Kula and a Chumra. The Baal Mora says it's not a stira. He says that they're not totally zebizet, that we could pass in over here like Rav and over there like Shmuel. Over here passing like Rav, but there passing like Shmuel. The Rosh seems to say that the Iker of Machlaikas is here, so passing like Rav. The Tosfos said that that by Vesta Dilug, it's a Shrach. Tosfos didn't say why. Tosfos says that a Vesta Dilug, we're not choshish for a Vesta Shein Kavua. By Vesta Dilug, just once you saw the Dilug once, but in Tosfos' case was twice, Shailsville was Dafka, they said twice, the Marashal says just said Lalumi, to make the Kasha starker, but once you see the Dilug, so we should be choshish like Ba'alma, that we're choshish for Vesta Shein Kavua. So Tosfos says, over here we're not choshish for Vesta Shein Kavua. It doesn't say why we're not choshish for Vesta Shein Kavua. And the other Rishonim also say we're not choshish over here. The Ravid says a couple of svaras. The Ravid says that since over here that dafka by tesvav, where the third riyah or by aflaga that she has a aflaga of 20 days, so fourth riyah is kaveh, it's mechazik what the first riyah was choshish for. So there we say that after the first riyah already we're choshish for that day that one's going to become, we're choshish will become kavua and the third riyah, the fourth riyah is going to make it kavua this day that we're being choshish for because of the first riyah. So then that's where we say we're choshish for any kavua. Mashenkin over here that she has tesvav, tezayin, yudzayin, and yudzayin says be choshish that she's going to see on yudches, and then when she goes and she sees on yudches and becomes kavua, so that tells me to be choshish for yudches. It's not telling me to be choshish for yudches. So it can't be it's matter the chashash of what Yudzayin told me to be choshish for. The riyah of yudches, which makes the kavua, can't be more kal that it tells me don't worry about yudches than what the ena kavua is going to tell me to be choshish for. That is to say to be choshish for yudches. That's one svar the rabbi says. It's very hard to hear because the chashash l'chayr was, the chashash was that they should be choshish for a day later. So yudches is mechazik that and tells me they should be choshish for a day later. Why is it? It's not a steer to what Yudzayin told me to be choshish for. It's exactly the same thing as Yudzayin told me to be choshish for. Yudzayin told me choshish for a day later. So yudches also tell me, and then now it's kavua to be choshish for a day later. So the rabbi says it can't be. It's not mistaver. That it's nekar that chashash of the day of yudches the ali day we're seeing on yudches that should be choshish for it else by ene kavua. Charles, it's a little bit easier if you say that the chashashos were the day of the month. It's not just to see a day later. It's a specific day, but l'char still it's a specific day of a day later in the month, and it's the same type of chashash. But maybe still it's not that specific chashash. The chashash, if you say that the chashash was the day of the month of yudches. And because it's a day later, but that is what the chashash is, then you can hear the Ravid better. The Ravid saying that if she's going to see on Yudches, it's going to tell me to be choshish for something else. The Ravid says another svara. He says that since she sees on Tesvav, and that tells me to be choshish next month, the normal Vest Shein Kavua would tell me to be choshish for Tesvav. It's going to happen again next month on Tesvav. And then it comes Tesvav and she doesn't see. So now we drop Tesvav. We drop the chashash of Tesvav. We don't have to worry about Tesvav anymore. And it comes Tezayin and she sees on Tezayin. And then the same thing, Tezayin would tell me before it would tell me be choshish for any kavua of Tezayin, and it comes Tezayin and she doesn't see. So we drop the chashash of Tezayin. So he says, so it can't. So since the vest is the it's nekar when it comes to the next month, and she doesn't see on Tezvav, she only sees on Tezayin. The Tezvav was already nekar, so it can't tell me to be choshish for Tezayin. Because it was nekar when she didn't see on Tezvav. Each month, it doesn't come already, so it can't tell me to be chayshish, which is also l'chayr shver, because it wasn't nekar, it's chashash. It's chashash was be chayshish Tezayin, and when Tezayin came and she saw. It wasn't nekar. It was nekar, the posh of the chashash of Tezvav, but it wasn't nekar, this chashash. We're talking about why aren't we chayshish for this best chayin of Kavua? That's the other svar of the Rabbi. Both of them are very hard to understand the svaras. There's an afkamina between the svaras, a dilug l'mafreya. If there's such a thing as a dilug l'mafreya, that she sees Tezvav, Yud Dalet, Yud Gimel, so it'll tell me to be choshish for Yud Beis. So if you say the svar of the Ravid that it can't be kaveya, since its chashash is going to be bottled when he makes the kviyas because it's going to be a day earlier, so its chashash is not going to be anymore, so then it can't be kaveya. So that would be true over there also. But if the pshat is because the day came and it was nekar, so when it's earlier, the day didn't come yet. So that other svar of the Ravid you won't have. The Ravid speaks out this etzem chashash, that there is such a thing as dilug l'mafrei also, that we're chashash also for dilug backwards. The other achronim all say that the pshat in Tosfos says that it's a vest that's not so shkiach. A vest of dilug is not so shkiach. So there they weren't chashash by vest shein kavu to say that this is what she's going to be kaveh. If you see she was kaveh, it's enough to be a vest. But to say that we're chashash for it is since it's not shkiach, so we're not chashash for it by vest shein kavu. If she saw on Tezvav Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches, she made a kvius. She made a kvius of a vest hadiluk, and then the next month she doesn't see on Yudches. She saw on Nisan Yerusim and Tammuz, and then Av, she didn't see on Yotes. And the Shaila is, she saw a different day. So the Shaila is, what are you going to be Choshish for in Av? Nisan Yerusim and Tammuz, then Av, she didn't see it. What are you going to be Choshish for in El? What do we chash for an El? On Av, she saw on Chofei. She didn't see on, she was supposed to see on Yotes, and she didn't see, she saw on Chofei. So, but it was, that's Kavuas, it's not Necker, it's only Necker one time, it's still chashish for it. So you chashish an El for what she was supposed to see for Yotes, to be Mamshach her pattern. Or do you say that since she was supposed to see Yotes, and then now she was supposed to see Chof, on an El, she was Oymet to see Chof, that's what we were predicting that her Rias were going to be.
But,
or Chavav, because it's a day later than... What? Chavhei al-Tein Kavua. Chavhei al-Tein Kavua, that for sure. For sure you need Chavhei. That's why they have to be Chavhei al-Tein Kavua. The Shaila should be Chavhei Chavav. So Chavzda says you Chavhei Shchav. The Chavzda says that you Chavhei Shchav. He's been dyke in the Raivid. By Sharmur, the case by Sharmur, like that. The Chavzda says that they you Chavhei Shchav. The Bach is medayken in Rashi, it's much more than Rashi. Rashi is became loylum. The hezmer it would be like if the pshat is that it's again if it's built in a yom hachodesh, it's not just a day later than the previous Riyah. It's the pshat is it's a yom hachodesh that we're predicting that she's going to see on these days. This is a seder. This is a type of seder. The Chazal told us there's such a teva of seeing teslof tezayin tezayin yudches that and it's a built in the mitzad the yom hachodesh that it's the moon at each month. The next step of the moon is what's going to be garm her Riyah. So then you could hear that the chof is still is, she was never oikar this chashash of these days being the garden for her, these specific days being the garden for her, not a day later. That's what the seder is, but it's these days being garden. So if these days being garden, then you can hear like the Chavis Das is saying the predaya takes the sevaiter. Also, he says that it's huadin if she was oikar three times if she saw the kvius of a day later vesta dilug, and then she was oikar three times. And then so then it could come back with one Riyah. So which is the one Riyah going to be? After she's like three times, then she has to see on Yotes, she has to see on Chof Beis, Lofi Chavs Das. Chof Beis, when she'll see on Chof Beis, it'll bring it back, which is going to be that any Yishu who had a Ves Kavua B'dilug is going to have to Chesh the rest of her life every month weiter when the next one should, when the Riyah now should be, that'll bring back the Chashash of the Ves Reina Kavua, of this Ves Kavua that she had.
Any sheep that holds
you have to chosh
for
Chav Zayin?
Whatever the case
was. But she saw Chav Hei that she
should
have to chosh for Chavav. I don't remember. I think there are some. I don't remember. The Stam HaTzad, there's a Tzad that it doesn't continue forever. There's a Haflaw says that's why Rabban Chananel didn't learn like Taisvis. The Haflaw says that Rabban Chananel, why did he make his whole Mechudosh to Kapshat of Teslof Tezayin Yitzayim three times and why didn't he learn like Taisvis? Because he held it can't be, because what's going to happen when he gets to Lamed? There is no Lamed Aleph, so then it's going to be Baltal. So he can't have a vest predicting that it's going to continue like this, because it can't continue, because when it's going to get to Lamed, then there's nothing to continue to. So Mimela, that's why Ben Chanal didn't learn like Taisvis with Lal. When Haflah is Mitzad, even Lafita Taisvis, he's Mitzad that maybe it's Baltal. Maybe when it gets to the end of the month, it's Baltal. They say maybe the Chasanish said like that. Pideh is Mustapik.
He says
it's not that it goes to Aleph, but Sarkhit. The Lashon Dramban, and Rashi, the means lighter. He keeps going. What?
There's
no oil,
that's the
problem. So oil just means as long as it could go.
It's not the next day of the month.
But there is
a
loyalty. It's a day later.
Which Aleph is it anyway?
It's a day later. Oh, no, if you, right, as I'm saying, the Chavs that, you understand? If it's a day later, then you could hear that Aleph. And there's a card that's much moist from the Ramban and the Rashi that they say became loyalty. I'm just saying they mean as long as it could go, as far as it could go.
No, how much the next day?
The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ches, also the Chares Mashma, a little bit like that. That continues. The Vesta Floga, the Ra'ah says a big Chiddush that the Vesta Floga, all the Rishonim all say that Vesta Floga is with four Riyas. It takes four Riyas to be Koveyet. Shai Lopshan and Taisus by us, but the Ramban and the Chedushim and also the Ra'ah, they say that Only in the case of the Mishnah, since it said you need chof three times, because she was limuda on tesvav, so tesvav doesn't count. But in a place where it would count, then you only need three. You only need three riyas. And lefi Rebbe, that it's enough with two makes a kviyas, two makes a chazaka. So a flogger will be nikval. You need two riyas. She'll see one time, and then 20 days later, and she already has the kviyas lefi Rebbe. It'll be called the best kavua la flogger, because she saw it now, and she saw it 20 days later. That fits into this pattern of 20, and it'll be a ves kavua of aflogel vi Rebbe. So Rashba says, and in Huadin, the next month when she doesn't see on chof, then it'll be nekar and can't be. We know that a ves kavua needs you can't say, it's always nekar. It's the same as if it was ena kavua. It's the same as if it was ena kavua. That'll be nekar after one riyah. But it's a pella, because the Ra'al himself answered that l'chayra. Because the Ra'al said, his the Mishnah says you need three. three times chof. So the Ra'al said that so you need four. So I said, no, that's because it was limuda. That's because she had a kviyas on tesvav. So lefi Rebbe, that if she saw it today and she saw it 20 days later, she has a kviyas of chav. So then if next month she's going to see after 15 days, it won't be nekar. The Rashi was asking, it'll be nekar after once, and then you see it's the same as ena kavua. It won't be nekar, because that she saw on chav was because of a kviyas. Lefi Rebbe, that was a kviyas. The chav was a kviyas. And if that's kavua, you don't count the riyah before. You need. Then that's where the Mishnah said you need three times. So lefi Rebbe, you'll need two times. You'll need two times tesvav to be oikar the kviyas of chav.
Everything's
the Muda. The Rebbe, it'll come out. That's the Muda.
Everything's the Muda. There's no not the Muda. The Muda sounds like it's something different than normal. There's an option of the Muda, and there's an option of not the Muda.
It is different, Lefi Rav Shem Gamliel. It is different.
Okay, so there's only Muda. There's only Muda shiny because the Muda's not shiny. It's always the Muda. Any Haflaga is the Muda. That's what it's saying. Any one
half lugger. That's what comes out, Vidra.
Okay, but there's no
Mishnah
on the
Gemara says that in Gemara Bava Kamma, it says a Sirugin of Rosh Ar Nogach, Sholei Nogach, that's Nasa Sirugin Lishvarim. So Rashi over there says the Lefi Rebbe would be three and the Lefi Shmuel it's four. Taisa says on that three is enough. And Taisa asks, why is it different than a flogger? Why over there it's three enough for a dilug? Why would be enough? So the Ran says, you say L'chari Pasha thing, but it's Yisaitis. So what do Yisaitis best flogger is? The Ran says that by Shor, it doesn't become a mu'ud mikoyach the haflogger. It's a mu'ud mikoyach the nikichus. You want to be machzik that it's a nakhun. By Isha, we're not coming to be machzik that she's a roya. We're coming to be machzik her aflogger. We're coming to be machzik what her best is, when's the next time she's going to see. We're not going to be machzik her as a raya. By the shore, we're being machzik as a nakhon, except that Lemaisa wasn't a gech every time, so it was only serugin. So if you're going to say it's a nakhon stam, then that's just the fact that it saw once and it wasn't a gech would be a steer to that. So we're only saying it only makes it a mood for negichus with serugin. But the serugin is just that, then it's not a steer to the kvius. But the kvius is making it a nakhon. Mashenk by the isho, we're being machzik the aflogois. So Shailas, is that really what's going on by the Isha? When we're being machzik the aflogos, you need the three aflogos to be machzik the aflogos. Just to say, I'll sell the two tzadim here, I can't be married about it, but there's the other two tzadim that, to be mashed, why maybe three is enough, not four, those shitas or yishayim, there's another two tzadim that the pshan of the aflogos is that it's a rias aflogos, a rias after 20 days, that the rias are, she's mismalik, it's a rias that's after 20 days. So then that's why you need four. In other words, you need a rias after 20, a rias after 20, a rias after 20. You only have three rias after 20. The first one wasn't a rias after 20. There's another tzav to say that it's not pshat, you need three aflogos, but the reason why you need four, the kfias of afloga, the kfias of afloga is that your kveya, that the these rias are rias that have a seder. Similar to that you said, I was saying with the days of the month having being a tava, but there's the rias have a seder, and the seder is that there's 20 days in between them. The riyas have a seder of having 20 days in between. So then it's not only a riyah, this specific riyah, that this riyah is 20 days after another riyah, this riyah is a riyah after. The riyahs that we're looking at are riyahs that have a seder to them of 20 days in between. So what then it could be the riyah before, because it's a riyah that was part of the seder of the 20 days, a seder of having 20 days in between them. So it's not being kaveya, so it could be when it's limuda, so then it's more mistavra that the first one wasn't part of this seder because it was part of a different seder. But it wasn't part of a different Seder, so it's part of this Seder. It's from the Seder Rias. There's the Seder of Rias of having 20 days in between. And the first one is also part of the Seder. So could be that's just the Siba that's Gairim this Seder. It could be the Rabbi is not saying that is the Kvias of 3 million. you say that, that's what the Gvarim will say. That's the time of the Seder. To say that.
The cash, I understand. But yeah, I'm not going to hear this one. I just met.